but we'll get better at it.
Is this what we should expect the offense to look like? Not necessarily like the sloppiness, but in terms of what you guys expect to do?
We expect to score. Defense did a great job today preventing that at some levels. But overall, I think the offense was good. We just got to, like I said, continue. The offense is going to stay the same. We're going to be explosive. We're going to have opportunities to run the ball down in the red zone and the fringe area. But overall, just think it was an overall day.
Kind of assess where you guys just right now are right now, just within this process of getting spring going and starting to build for something?
You know, I'm excited for it, and I know everyone else in the locker room is very excited about it. We have an unbelievable opportunity. A lot of guys returning. You know, my whole offensive line is back. My receiver core is back. We lost one, Mike James, but we got Randy and we got Duke. We're not Randy. We got Randy and DC, but I'm excited for it. I think everyone else is too.
How tight are you now with Coach Cole? I mean, things happen so fast and you jump into it, but I mean, how important has it been to get really on the same page with him right away?
I think the biggest thing was he made the adjustment for us, and he really made himself available for the players, and he really made himself really just able to make this offense so understandable for everybody that it would be easy for us to pick up and just so we could play fast. And I think that's the most important thing that he did. And he's always there to talk to. He's always open. You can text him anytime of the night, day, and he'll respond to you. And he's just a loving guy. He always wants to do what's best for you as well as the offense.
Steven, talk about a guy like Herb Waters. You seem like you guys were targeting him a lot today. Mm-hmm. Seem like you guys are real confident. Talk about a guy like Herb.
I love her. I love the way how he's coming to work every single day, motivated, coming with agendas. He wants to really check his box. But overall, I'm excited for him. I think that he's done a tremendous job of maturing from last year to this year in a couple of months. And I'm excited for him. I told everybody to watch out for him. I'm excited to see what he's going to be able to do for us in the continuing scrimmages and going through fall camp.
What was the defense doing to kind of slow you guys down today?
Nothing. They just played fast and they played great. They were great tacklers today. The coverages were really good and really sound. And and that's good to see. And I know they've got a lot of, you know, media criticism. They got a lot of things about how poorly they've been playing. But overall, man, they've been playing so well right now throughout the spring. It's a completely new mindset, and I'm really excited for them.
For a team that supposedly has no defensive tackles whatsoever, it seems like that old line that is all back, you know, intact from last year, it seemed like they had their hands full.
Definitely. The defensive line is always going to be in my face. They're an unbelievable group of guys. And, you know, they're led by CP. He's doing a great job. Chicolo, OP as well. They're all coming back and coming strong. And every single play, they're coming for me.
Steve, can you assess your performance today? You missed on some throws, but you hit some other guys.
Yeah, exactly. So overall, I feel like I did pretty well. My reads were right. A couple times I let my mechanics get to me, and the balls got a little higher, a little too low. And, you know, those are all things that you watch film on. If I get stung by a bee, y'all call the ambulance for me. But those are things that y'all get improved on and watch film off of. And, you know, that's the whole point of practices like this, is continue to find your weaknesses and work on them.
Steve, to piggyback off of what Tim said, what are the biggest differences you've seen early on from Coach Coley and the differences from him and Coach Fish?
Well, I think that there's a lot of similarities that a lot of people probably don't know. They both love to have fun. They both are really energetic on the field. And Coach Coley will get in your face and he'll be aggressive with you. And but at the same time, he's really, you know, smart on offense. He's really able to open it up for us and make sure that everyone understands it. Really quick to learn. The offense is a wonderful offense to be in. And overall, he's available to the players. And I think that's a great thing to be.
What was it like to do some work in front of fans today?
It was great. I love seeing the fans out here, man. It made the guys a little more energetic. The defense really fed off of it, and so did we on offense. When the ball went in the air, you heard everybody go, ooh, and all of that. Everybody loves that. So it's just great to see the fans coming out, and I hope to see them next week.
The wind, I know it's not an excuse, but just how much kind of, you know, work do you need in conditions like this to kind of, you know, go through something like that?
I'm glad we're in Miami. Miami is always a iffy day. It'll be perfect the next day and then terrible the same day. So.